Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. So the war on council tax is here, and you've probably even had a council tax bill for your own home as well. And most council tax is going up across the board by 4.99%. That's not every single council in England, but it's certainly most of them. And it's not a surprise, to be honest. I think when things are badly run and people don't want to reduce their overheads or expenditures, they'll just look at increasing taxes, and this is going to be a bitter pill to swallow, I think, for a lot of people, especially given everything that's happened over the last few years. That being said, the purpose of this episode is also looking at council tax, but it's to have a look at the plans that the government are going to put in place for empty homes. And all of this, what I'm just about to say, I believe, is going through consultation in Westminster and is going to come into effect from April 2025. So we've reported a bit of time before that council tax for empty homes is going to double. And that looks very likely to happen. But as usual, it seems that not everyone's going to be impressed by this. And I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of different variables moving forwards anyway. So why are the government looking to double council tax for empty homes? They want to bring more properties into use. They want to look like they're doing something for local residents. You say living Brighton at the moment, and Brighton in January is a lot different from what it is in July. I don't know how many empty properties there are in Brighton. So what I'm trying to say by all of that is I empathise a little bit with those living hotspots, shall we say, such as at Norfolk, going to be parts of Wales, I imagine, near like the Gower Peninsula, Mumbles, etc. Places such as Devon and Cornwall, where what that's like to live in the winter compared to what it's like in the summer is probably going to be a massive different experience. And it's probably exacerbated by the amount of empty homes that there may or may not be on the market as well. So this all comes from the Department for Levelling Up. They basically said that they are going to allow councils to charge double council tax on properties after 12 months of being empty. Currently, it's from 2 years, so they're basically going to reduce that by 12 months. But they're also going to remove inherited properties from double council tax for as much as 12 months in order to be kinder to grieving families. That makes perfect sense, to be honest. Anyone that's ever dealt with that side of things, the last thing you need is to be hounded by people over either council tax or gas, electric, etc., etc. So that does make a bit of sense. I quite like that, to be honest. The strengthened empty homes premium, which they're calling it, will come into effect from April 2024. And because it has to be empty for 12 months beforehand, it basically means that the effects of that won't come into play until April 2025. The extra money raised will go to local authorities who can spend it as they like, which means it'll probably get spent badly or inappropriately. And it's important to note this is only being applied in England. So if you listen to this and you're in Wales or you're in Scotland, this is not applicable to you. This is only applicable to England. What makes me sort of laugh at the same time is when ministers turn around and come out with quotes such as the following: long-term empty properties are shutting local families and young people out of the housing market, end quote. Well, okay, is there actually any data to back that up? Because depending on what part of the country you're in, that's probably not applicable. Yes, I would agree to an extent that long-term empty properties might play a part in meaning that other people are not necessarily able to buy them, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We're dealing with a shortage of supply. We're dealing with high demand. We're dealing with there not being enough done to affect the supply. You know, bringing these rules and regulations in aren't going to have probably a massive impact on the local areas, especially if the idea is to make everyone, being able to afford to buy a home in the local area. These rules and regulations aren't going to help that. What's going to help that is by either increasing supply and reducing demand of housing. And that's going to be quite a challenging thing to do. Why? Because demand is much higher than supply for housing in this country anyway, and it's going to continue to be for a very, very long time. Secondly, you've got to do enough on the supply side, and that's going to involve, the easiest thing that you could do is build a lot of homes. Now that's easier said than done because depending on what council you're dealing with, to be honest with you, councils will make things unnecessarily tough sometimes. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. But again, how it's being branded is a thing that annoys me personally. And of course, giving councils extra cash, is that really what people want to do? Probably not. We've seen various councils recently, go bankrupt. They're being run badly. Part of that could be Westminster, yes, but part of that could be the fact that these people just don't know how to balance budgets. They don't know how to balance books. What happens at the end of that is that people like you and I get screwed over because of the taxes that we've got to pay, whether it be council tax or whatever other taxes it might be. So it's always a bit of pill to swallow because, again, some person at Westminster thinks that this is a really good idea. And you can argue both ways. Oh, yeah, it's a great idea. Do that, do this, do that. You can look at the other side and go, well, is it just another money grabbing thing? Oh, but of course, because you're doing it behind the branding of we want as many local people in local areas as possible, et cetera, you need to be seen to be doing something where really this isn't going to deter many people. Because the simple argument I would come up with is if you are rich enough to be able to afford a second home and to leave it empty because it's your summer home or whatever it is, then the chances of your council tax doubling having enough impact to tip you over the edge to want to sell that home is very minimal. There's probably a reason why you've got that empty home or that second home in the first place, and it's probably because you're quite wealthy. So doubling the council tax probably isn't going to work anyway. Hey ho, that's my sixpence for you. So we'll see what happens. That will come into effect in April 2025. And yes, of course, you've probably by the time you listen to this episode, you've probably had your council tax bill come through, and you have probably had a few expletives for that, I imagine, just like I did when mine came through the door. As usual, thanks for listening to Property Nomads. Do like and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, or head over to the YouTube channel and do the same. That's growing very nicely. And the content on the YouTube channel is different from what it is on the podcast. Thank you very much, and see you in the next episode.